During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Isn't this a sports show?
Clinton has said accurately, I might add, on the Facebook page. Almost entirely sports, a show where Josh reads all of his tweets. And I have no counter-argument to that. That is true and fair.
Almost entirely.
Excuse me. I'm talent. I'm talent, sir. Unhand me.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I am Joshua Briscoe. Rudy with the reverse slam. Beard with a judgmental gaze. What's up, Beards? How you doing?
I'm here.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the most important thing I could be talking about? Well, I mean, probably not. Debatable.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Football is almost always good. Like, whenever it's not, it's usually because you don't get the result that you want. But at least professional football is almost always good. We watch Thursday night games, for God's sakes. But sometimes... Oh! Sometimes football is perfect. And this weekend, we got perfect football. Not because we got some of the best quarterback play you've ever seen. Nope, that's not it. Not because we got all the best teams playing at once. That's not it. In fact, both of those things could be happening this upcoming weekend, and I'd be thrilled. But this weekend, we got one of life's greatest pleasures, which was weird football.
Watching Ryan Tannehill play?
That's exactly right. Yeah. We got Ryan Tannehill throwing for 70-some yards in an entire football game in the year 2020.
I've said it once. I've said it a million times. It just takes like 10 years to transition from receiver to quarterback, and now he's, I'm not saying he's the best, but he's top three.
Got to establish the run. In Titans Ravens, you will have the MVP and a guy who converted from wide receiver.
You mean you'll have a guy exploding? I said you mean a guy who should be playing wide receiver versus a player who converted from wide.
That's exactly right.
If you had to ask Bill Point, hey, one of these two has played wide receiver.
He would spontaneously combust. We got some of the greatest football this weekend. And the first three quarters of Bills Texans wasn't great, but oh, it was fun. And then the fourth quarter was horrible. It was bad football, perfectly executed. The commentary in that game was, I mean, as rough as it gets. And it was incredible. Then we see the Patriots lose to Ryan Tannehill. The Patriots dynasty, may have just ended, to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Tannehill in back-to-back weeks in Foxborough.
2020, year of the Ryans.
Year of the Ryans.
Where's Ryan Lochte when you need him?
Probably high, right? Is that his thing?
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, life's going pretty good for him, I imagine.
Doing great. Matt Ryan, rule doesn't apply.
Well, it's last name, and hey, maybe this is his MVP. He'll have an MVP first half of the season. And 2020 is also his year.
I saw with my own eyes the things that happened to the Patriots these last 2 weeks. That was wild. And then on Sunday, you get NFC games where Kirk Cousins wins a football game in New Orleans. The Saints have another heartbreaking loss where they definitely have a bone to pick with the refs. And the most normal-feeling game of the weekend was one where Josh McCown played the majority of the snaps for one team. That was the game that felt the least like a fever dream. It was broken football, Patriots dynasty ending, Kirk Cousins being the best quarterback in a game against Drew Brees.
Can I ask you a quick question?
And then Josh McCown's season.
Did you like that?
I did not like that. I did not like that at all. I didn't like that either.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. It was crazy, and it was so much fun. Even the parts that weren't fun, I enjoyed. Because I was sitting at home on a Saturday afternoon, pulling my hair out, while Booger McFarland talked about how poised Josh Allen was, and I was staring into a damn crystal ball. Because I was tweeting the whole time, like, this is ridiculous. You can't be poised with 30 minutes of football. You know, Booger, God is my witness. Booger said that Josh Allen was the reason they were up 10-0, and that he had been better than advertised. Can I just take 2 seconds on quarterback evaluations here? Count slowly.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that separates good quarterbacks to bad quarterbacks isn't individual plays. It's over. I can take a shot clock. It's what they can do over the course of a season with consistency. Josh Allen can't be better than advertised in 30 minutes because he's always been advertised to have a great 30 minutes in him.
Six.
So they call him poised.
Seven.
And then the second half, with like 2 minutes remaining, he has the ball and just tries to yeet it out of bounds. Nine. Not poised. Bad analysis.
Nailed it. You know what my favorite thing about Josh Allen is? Is that on
everything.
Literally every play, he is making half of an NFL fan base right and half wrong.
Yes.
Because he either looks like the quarterback who, because you either love or hate Josh Allen. There are very few people who are in between. And I get why.
I am like a metronome, and if that's the case, I just love him, hate him, love him, hate him, love
and
him.
And so
on
any given play, you love him because you watch him drop a bomb to his fullback in double coverage.
Right.
And then you also hate him because then he's like pitching it, I guess. Or what? I don't know what he was thinking.
It was NFL Street 2,
right?
But
yeah.
If you're bad at it.
Yeah. Like he is.
The behind the back pass in a football game.
No, I mean, I seriously. I love NFL Street 2 so much. It's probably it might be my favorite game of all time. I just poured hours into it. I love it. If you hold down on the GameCube the left trigger button, you're doing like a style move. Well, you can hold down the left trigger button and hit Y, and then you will do like a style pitch where you can just like basically do the Air Jordan logo, and then also just sort of toss the ball in the air. And one of your teammates will typically come and catch it and keep running. Except for this is real life, Josh Allen. And that doesn't work, Josh. It doesn't work. And I love it. I love it. That whole game was Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just that Josh Allen was playing like Jameis Winston. That entire game was Jameis's entire season. And it was so much fun. Even in the first half, when the Texans weren't playing all that well, and Josh Allen was playing okay, even then, like, it was the perfect Booger and Tess game, because they were just, I mean, just, I was losing my mind. Because at least with, like, Dan Fouch, and just like, well, this dude's clearly lost it, and, like, we all just need to let him... We need to let him go hang out on the farm with all those dogs, you know, that we lost over the years. Like, hey, Dan, just
let it slowly happen.
Dan,
just,
you've got money. Yeah, listen, fine. I don't have any ill will for Dan Fouts.
No,
let Dan Orlovsky have your spot, okay? Can we just do that, please?
Has to be another quarterback with the name Dan. Like,
honestly was just thinking about...
I 100% agree
with
that.
You know what? Okay, fine. Dan, can you just step out and let Dan step in? But for the whole first half of the Bills-Texans game, it was just this stuff that was so useless and everyone was watching. And even that I was having fun with. So seriously, like this weekend, the most normal feeling game was the one with Josh McCown making his playoff debut at 40. I mean...
Also...
Outstanding.
Talk about another quarterback who's played receiver, Josh McCown. I forgot about this, too, until
was
I saw this on Twitter.
At some point?
He spent, like, a game because when he was with the Lions were so depleted at receiver that he played wide receiver for the Lions.
I did not know that.
I don't know how I missed this live. I just saw this on Twitter, and, like, I don't know how I ever missed this. Like, I don't know why I don't remember the Josh McCown receiver. Like
I have
era.
A guess for why you don't remember that. I'm just pulling up his Pro Football Reference page really quickly here.
I bet you don't remember that because he played for Detroit in 2006.
But, like, I was watching football in 2006. I was 16. Like, that was...
Also, I was 12.
So here's the thing, though. But also, like, 16, like, high school me was, like, the peak of my... I read every, like, sports, like, magazine. I had, like, Sports Illustrated, USA Today, ESPN Magazine. I, like, did not like, regular TV programming. So, like, I would be up to, like, 2 a.m. watching West Coast basketball. Like, and I'm talking the WCC. I knew more about UC Santa Barbara than any 16-year-old kid should.
That's upsetting.
So the fact that I don't remember the Josh McCown receiver era is mind-boggling.
I didn't know he spent a year with the Lions. You said Lions. I went, what? It makes sense.
I just assume Josh McCown has spent a year with everybody.
Yeah, also
like,
that...
I don't remember him with the Chiefs, but I assume there's a year he was with the Chiefs.
Like, that season he had more receiving yards than passing yards.
That's such a good stat.
15 yards receiving, no yards passing.
Oh, so good.
But it was just all of that was so much fun, and then the Patriots lost to the Titans and walked us straight into a where does Brady go, what's next for the Patriots, walked us straight into that conversation for this whole offseason. And this might be the first time in history where I imagine Kansas City and every opposing fan base in the AFC is actually really excited for the Patriots to rule a whole offseason of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be about their downfall in a way. And so, like, we'll have plenty of time to talk about Brady.
It's going to be a really weird offseason for them. Like,
The backup quarterback is Jarrett Stidham. It's not like they've got Garoppolo or even Brissett back there.
Yeah.
Like, to be shoving Tom Brady out the door so you can get a crack at it with Andy Dalton feels crazy, even to me, who I've been saying all year. I honestly thought the Patriots were disintegrating last year, and then they lose Gronk, and it falls apart even more. Even with that defense, I told you, I never thought this offense was good this year. But, like, if we're in stopgap territory, just try to get Brady back for one more season and then draft somebody.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Like, there was talk of Gronk potentially coming back next year. Like, there was, like, because he's kind of even said, like, hey, I may come back one day. He never said next year. If Brady's gone, like, there's no way.
Oh, no.
No way he's coming back.
No, I think you're 100% right. I don't even know.
I mean, he may not come back anyways, but, like, if Brady's not there, he's definitely
They almost traded him to the Lions, and he was going to retire.
Yeah, like, he is.
Gronk doesn't need this anymore.
No, the only way he would consider it is if Tom Brady's quarterbacking the Patriots.
And I just, honestly, I think that there's... truly here, I think the worst case scenario for everyone who's not the Patriots, and we're gonna have a whole week to talk about Chiefs Texans, and we have sad fans on Reddit Patriots edition.
Yeah,
here,
we do.
In like 10 minutes, Beard says it's like 7 minutes long.
I need to get a second music bed.
It's Patriots fans losing their minds, and maybe their dynasty. So I'm here for 7 minutes of that. But we'll do that, and then also Matt Derrick is gonna join us for the whole second hour in studio tonight. But from our perspective, I would say the worst case scenario for everyone who's not the Patriots would be bring back Brady one more year, get him a little more help, although I'll come back to that, and then draft a quarterback that you feel like can take it over next year.
They're going to end up with Tua.
They could have had Lamar. Don't forget.
I would have not liked that very much.
We all, like, into that draft, like, that was one of the, we were all just like, Lamar's going to fall to the Patriots.
Yep.
And when they passed on him, like, it was surprising. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, we all thought, like, oh, yeah, this is it.
Yeah. I'm going to be afraid for Belichick to take a quarterback forever.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I would say that actually would make me nervous, or I think would probably be the actual best single thing, would be for them to identify a quarterback that they think could start day one, and Belichick just goes, all right, here's what we're doing. There's a good chance they lose Josh McDaniels. Not that he had a great year or even a great game. But
Patriots,
like,
fans won't miss him.
But he's a...
Is that true? Are Patriots fans mad at Josh McDaniels?
Oh, he's a recurring theme.
Oh, interesting. Weird. Okay.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't be surprised for the game considering the offense, like, failed. But, like, there's also, like, they obviously are, like, whatever Belichick says is, like, is gospel. And it certainly appears like he, for the longest time, like he was the heir apparent to him.
Yeah, honestly, so like,
I would assume most Patriots fans, if because of that, wouldn't necessarily want to. But also, Patriots fans, the second at least, will talk to themselves. Well, see, Belichick obviously didn't want him around. That's why he told him to leave. He's obviously not the guy. Like that's how
Belichick
that's
could
how
be there for
gets.
20 more that's years.
That
wouldn't
get spun.
Surprise me. But if Belichick like picks a quarterback and says, "All right, you're the guy day one," then they have the whole rookie cap situation, the rookie contracted quarterback, and all of that. That would probably be the most dangerous thing they could do for the rest of the league. But it's gonna be super different if they do move on from Brady, and he can go to the Chargers, and I think that'd be fun. Bring him to the AFC West twice a year. I think that would be super entertaining. I feel very different about that than I did whenever Manning went to the Broncos, because the Chiefs were in a way worse spot than that.
Yeah.
The Chargers would have been better this year with Brady than Rivers, I imagine, because Philip Rivers aged like
milk.
Brady aged, I was going to say Brady aged over the years like a fine wine,
yeah.
And Philip Rivers aged like a grape, where it's just like this year he was shriveled up on the floor somewhere, like under a refrigerator. It was bad. Mm-hmm. But like milk is also pretty good. I'll take that.
We talked about it. Like Brady is like, has declined quite a bit by his standards, but like that's still an above average NFL quarterback.
Like, he might be like 20.
Yeah,
like you know, I don't know. Like, it could be 25.
Like think well, and like
for the long term or whatever.
I think based off what Brady did this year, and now the idea that since he did decline some, you'd almost think that he will also again decline next year. But if he stays the exact same, how much different was he than Alex Smith when he was here?
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Alex Smith could run, and so that gives him an advantage.
I think that.
But I mean, like, how different was it?
Are we talking like last year here, Alex Smith?
Yeah, I think that
because that was better, probably.
Because I mean, Brady this year threw almost for 4,100 yards, 24 touchdowns, 8 picks, completed 60% of his passes.
Yeah.
Now again, Alex Smith had the ability to run, and like
Alex
that is
also
a, that is
had
a
better weapons and as good of coaching as a quarterback can get. So that's kind of interesting, really. Yeah.
I would say
I don't know how I feel about that.
I would say that gap. Like if you lean Alex Smith, I have no problem with that because I do think his ability. This is the third time I said it. His ability to move is a weapon.
Yeah.
If you want to lean out Smith for that,
I have heard he was soft.
Well,
so Beers, could you just get the Alex Smith on his own voice? Just you can have that play in the break, and if you'd like, I have heard him called soft. For everybody who might be listening to this show for like the first time or just heard that bit for the first time, I am joking. Okay, yep. It's a reference back a ways, and I am joking. Okay,
soft.
That was his response. Quietly, no microphone. Amplified so you could hear it. One more time, Beards.
Soft.
So, that's an interesting comparison. But again, like whenever you're looking just within the 2020 quarterback landscape, I don't think he's retiring.
No. This is not how
I didn't think he was retiring before he threw that pick six, and now I like super extra don't think he's retiring. The other thing is, don't you think I don't know the inner workings of Brady and Belichick's relationship. I imagine you work with someone for that long and then you are constantly compared with each other in terms of who gets more success. I imagine there is tension in that. It's why I block everybody who tweets nice things to either of you guys on Twitter. Every time people ask for more sad fans, I mute them.
You're the Ben Roethlisberger of...
I don't want to be the Ben Roethlisberger
sports radio
of anything.
Twitter? Sports radio Twitter? Just blocking people out here? People who have never even heard of you just like will go to your account and just like, yeah, he's blocking me for something.
Could I
so
be
who's
some...
Antonio Brown here?
Also Josh?
That's what I thought the answer was going to be. Am I also Le'Veon Bell?
Probably.
Yeah. And also, can I also be Mike Tomlin? Like, it's also me that's barely holding it all together in a fragile ecosystem.
Yeah, like, it is just the 2018 Pittsburgh
the 2018 Steelers.
All just all inside
of it. Is Rudy James Conner or is that also you?
I think it's also me, and then one of you can be Juju. I think that's probably it.
Maybe I just forgot their kicker's name. I feel like I'm a kicker.
Miami, Ohio's does Miami, Ohio's quarterback look kind of like Sam Darnold with long hair?
Yes.
Do you mean does he look like you with long hair? Because the answer is yes. He looks like you with a mullet.
Miami of Ohio has a quarterback who looks to be about 4 feet tall. And
12.
He might have a mullet. I think he might have a mullet. The helmet just might be like hiding said mullet. But I kind of look at him and I'm like, hey, that's Josh with a mullet.
He looks a little bit like Sam Darnold. Whatever else you think that implies, up to you. I've forgotten where I was going with this.
Weekend was wild. We don't know what the Patriots are exactly.
Football
doing.
Is good. Here's the thing.
It was crazy. We got weird football, which is great.
We got weird football, which is some of my favorite football. The Patriots are done in the current form, probably. If they run it back, they'll win the AFC East again. I'd bet money on that. Oh, mm-hmm. The one thing, though, as far as weaponry that I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
They tried. They drafted N'Keal Harry and gave up a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu. They tried. Mm-hmm. They failed, but they tried.
I mean, they picked up Antonio Brown.
Right, yes, like, they did. That was the most likely to work, except for he is, literally unstable.
We were all, and like, I remember, like
every, that's not fair. Most people are unstable.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown is Mount Vesuvius.
Both the N'Keal
Harry.
Is that
Vesuvius the one that nuked Pompeii? The wrong word. It's a volcano.
Yes.
I could have just said volcano.
The answer
Pompeii.
Is still yes.
Thank you.
Both N'Keal Harry and Mohamed Sanu were viewed as just perfect Patriots moves.
Yep.
And neither worked.
Didn't work.
Now, N'Keal Harry is a rookie. Maybe he'll go on, whatever. Point being, he was expected to make an impact this year.
Absolutely. He wasn't drafted. He wasn't drafted with the intention of catching passes from Mitch Trubisky
when
next
he was
year.
Drafted. There was no Antonio Brown or Mohamed Sanu.
Yep.
He was supposed to be the
they
one
tried
of the main
Josh
guys
Gordon.
To come in.
They were desperate for pass catching. They tried
Josh Gordon's in Seattle.
How about that? Well, he's not anymore.
Oh,
he's on the he's suspended forever.
He was.
Do you know, there's another name from New England. Remember who else they tried? There's one more veteran receiver name.
I don't remember.
Here's the alternate universe here for the Patriots offense. You've got Tom Brady throwing to Antonio Brown, Julian Edelman.
Uh-huh.
They probably wouldn't have traded for Mohamed Sanu, but Josh Gordon, N'Keal Harry, and Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, I forgot about Demaryius Thomas.
Yes.
They were desperate to get some weapons for Tom Brady, and none of them worked. Some of that's on Brady. Some of that's on those guys. But I mean, you saw on Saturday why they tried to hold on to Antonio Brown for so long. You saw why they were so hopeful that they could have anything for Brady downfield. And then Julian Edelman drops a pass.
Demaryius Thomas ended up having 36 catches, 400 yards, and a touchdown for the Jets. Like, not
I was
going to
say
like,
Jets. I was going to guess Jets,
terrible,
but I wasn't
but, like, also,
enough.
Like, for a guy who, like, hasn't been, like, good for a while. Like, not terrible.
Fine, yeah.
Like,
fine.
They could have used that.
They could have used so much. If they, I mean, they would have gotten skinny Gronk. They would have taken anything. I don't know where Wes Welker is, but I bet Tom Brady misses him. And now they have to figure out what to do with that.
Chris Hogan in Carolina.
Boy, I forgot he was in Carolina.
I think
how was his season?
I'm pretty sure he got hurt in the preseason and missed the year. I'm pretty sure he's basically just out.
I could have seen him just having 30 catches for 280 yards.
Eight catch. He ended up playing in seven games. So he actually was able to play his first game. So he played weeks 1, 2, 3, 4, 15, 16, 17. So he was hurt in between.
Middle of the season. What was this?
Eight catches, 67 yards. Nothing.
That seems right.
Yeah, it didn't really
that
do anything.
Seems right. I wonder what they gave him offseason. But so the Patriots are
Did you
up
know
in
he
the
played
air.
Lacrosse?
What?
Did you know he played lacrosse in college?
Was that like a big storyline?
Literally like every time the Patriots were on TV. Hey, this guy played college lacrosse.
Interesting. Do you know Lamar Jackson's a wide receiver? He doesn't realize it yet.
I thought he was a running back.
Jamal Holmes' dad played baseball.
Who?
I thought you said Jamal Mahomes when you said that. I was like, oh, no, Beers, what happened? Oh, no, that was a did you know?
I think we have to listen to this back because I think he might have said Jamal.
I don't think he meant to.
I
think he knows.
I believe you, but also.
I think he knows the first name of the person.
Did you know Mahomes is dead?
I also.
Yeah, but it was just, you said it. I imagine it was spelled like the first several letters in Django.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like D-G-A-J-U-N-O. It's just one funky squished word.
Yeah, here's the thing, Josh. I know he also knows how to say Vince McMahon's name, but like...
Thank you for ensuring that we get that liner whenever we come back. Do you have a comment, Beards?
I did. It's from one of the Almost Entirely Sports Facebook pages.
Do you still?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said that you did. I was like, did you lose it? Did it disintegrate in your hand? Did it run through your fingers like sand at a beach?
From Marcus. It says, Josh looks like a hamster from G-Force.
That's so good. It's so true. Now I got to know which one.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go shave, and whenever we come back, we'll do sad fans alongside two coworkers and absolutely not friends who laughed at that joke too much. I'm a hamster from G-Force, I guess. Sad fans is next. I'm quitting.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I might just be a hamster. And that's a possibility.
With Joshua Briscoe.
That out of context will be stupendous.
That's what I was thinking when I marked it.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You guys don't deserve me. Andrew tweeted in and said if you shave mid-show, you have to go the Baker Mayfield route. Just shaving no mustache. Next segment, different mustache. Matt Derrick comes on clean shaven. Would you like to read a quick bio of Hurley the Hamster, Rudy?
Oh, the
other thing, by the way, from that liner is it's basically like something that happens in like episode 2 of the Watchmen TV show, where it's like I don't know what it means then, yeah. I don't know what it means now, but like this right now, that comment from that guy is the payoff to that liner from ESPN Kansas City days. Like that liner is a year and a half old minimum.
Oh yeah,
it has been waiting for this moment.
Yes.
That liner has just been patiently waiting, just marinating.
It also
just
prevented
getting all good.
First thing I thought of when I saw that comment.
It also prevented Beards from having to play the Vengemerch liner, and that's coming next segment. Also, Kevin has tweeted in and says that's a guinea pig. It is a guinea pig. It's not H Force. It's called G Force. The movie.
It's still good though.
I think it's guinea pig.
Anyways, Hurley, his catchphrase.
Sad fans on Reddit in 30 seconds.
Piece of cake.
It's his catchphrase.
Most likely to be heard saying, I'm not fat, I'm fluffy. And suck in my gut? I have.
Is he Yoda?
No, he's like...
Suck in my gut, I have.
No, he's
what
like,
are we
he's
doing?
He's being told, like, suck in your gut. He's like, question, suck in my gut? Question mark. I have. Like,
so
I,
you
I,
just read it poorly.
I have already. Sure,
oh, you read, it, you read it poorly That's eight fair. Times, but now I understand.
Anyways, Hurley, though, is a civilian who puts the pig in guinea pig and is accidentally dragged from his quiet life in the local pet shop and finds himself in the thick of the action. He's possessed of a huge appetite. He's also lazy and good-natured and enjoys a simple life in his comfortable cage. Though he's agoraphobic and always hungry, the G-Force's unlikely agent in training eventually becomes an important and valued member of the team and is determined to stand up for what's right.
Is it agoraphobic?
Agoraphobic.
So I'm an anxious guinea pig.
He hates.
I'm a fat anxious guinea pig.
Missing dinner.
I'm a fat anxious guinea pig who hates injustice. There you go, Beards. There's your liner.
His secret ambition: after life in a pet shop, Hurley longs to be adopted by a loving family.
Excuse me, Beards. I need to cut that again. Also, reset on my toes. So here's a clean run at it. I'm an anxious, fluffy guinea pig. That hates injustice.
And looking for a family.
And missing dinner. In his spare time, he makes a pig of himself. That's all I got.
Beards, I'm going to go update my LinkedIn because I think I have to quit radio now. Will you set up Sad Fans on Reddit, please? I'm tired of doing it every week. I'm really not tired of doing it every week. I just right now I'm tired of doing it because I've been called a fluffy guinea pig with a mohawk.
And it's accurate?
It doesn't help.
There's one more quote. My stomach doesn't do well with action adventure.
I brought you a cookie. I brought you a cookie from Slim Chickens, Rudy.
I did not say
you know,
this.
I'm gonna eat it. Up. Nom, 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 nom.
I mean, you do hate missing dinner.
That's true.
Set it up, Beards.
Patriots lost. They're very sad.
It's from Reddit. You should figure it out, I guess.
And now, a list of things that New England Patriots fans said on Reddit after they lost in the wild card. Ha ha ha. Henry's hair looks like a turd. We actually managed to lose this to a single running back. Comment. Not angry. Just sad. Reply. And so disappointed. That f***ing sucked. What am I supposed to do with my January now? Focus on school? Kraft, Josh, Bill as GM, Jules, f***ing everyone should be begging Brady for his forgiveness because they all f***ed him over this year.
Interesting.
It's all good. We can't win every year. At the end of the day, Brady is the greatest football player of all time, and the Titans have s***y uniforms. Now Belichick wants to practice some two-minute clock management? You have to let Henry run so he gets tired. He gets tired fast if you let him run. Attempting to win. New England.
Bleep off.
5-yard penalty. This offense. Let Fitzpatrick do it last week and Tannehill this week. That's a massive oof. Comment. Brady's last pass as a Patriot is a pick six. Reply. Jameis Winston would be proud. Tom Snot Rocket Brady. Oh, look, they're doing what Miami was doing, and it still works. Went from a play-calling clinic to the usual sh** show. Derrick Henry's hair reminds me of our offense. Nice false start that didn't get called. Romo's looking and sounding like such a smug piece of sh**. Only if Edelman didn't drop that ball we were driving and he killed the momentum. Guess 20 years of getting the 30th plus pick draft pick means not having any offensive weapons? Good job, Bill. You punted away the Patriots' last true possession of the season. No one wants to say it, but f*** Don Shula. Nance is basically openly rooting for Tennessee. SECBS is really milking the, quote, Pat suck now, LOL, stick. Henry looks like he has one long hanging from the back of his helmet. I hate our fan base. We're already acting like we're down by 3 scores.
The only way they could stop Jack Henry was by
mentioning the
feelings.
Number one defense sounds like sarcasm now. Historic pass defense? Yes! Historic run defense? Hell no! Signature Josh McDaniel screen on 3rd and long. That train is never late. Derrick Henry will be the death of me. Comment. My favorite play is running Sony up the middle for a 2-yard gain. Sparks joy. Reply. I think they're hoping Derrick Henry rubs off on Michelle. Still hasn't happened yet. 0 points by the offense at home in the second half. In a knockout game.
Uh-huh.
Is this real life?
Sure was.
Just end me. We lost to the Dolphins. Lose our run against the f***ing Titans. Gosh. Bill got out-coached. Well, if that's just not the cherry on top of this s***y cake. A quarterback sneak would have been more preferable, Josh. Good job, Bill. You literally punted away the season. The Patriots traded a 2nd-round pick for actual garbage. Just break it to us quickly if this is Brady's last game. Make an announcement quick. Don't give me hope. Can we trade Sanu for a bag of Doritos or something similar in the offseason?
Or a 2nd-round pick would be great.
Comment. Kraft for letting AB go. Reply. I'm with you. Kraft let his pride get in the way. Hey, Bobby, how about not getting a $60 in some dive in Florida? Every time I see Derrick Henry's hair, I'm reminded that I need to take it. Can Henry twist his big toe and be totally healthy at 10 p.m. this evening, please? Yes, Josh, you should be upset with yourself. That was stupid, Josh.
Is that cathartic beards?
A lot of third world kids are about to wonder who the boogeymen are on their new t-shirts. Gronk, you healed up, baby. We lost to a poop sock.
Editorial comment by Beard McFly here. I try and read these verbatim. So I want to make it very clear that this next commenter said shut, as in he shut the door.
Good work, Beards. Good clarification.
I want to be very clear about this.
S-H-U-T.
He said shut.
Good.
As in shut up, I'm not going to say shit right here.
Holy shut. This press conference is worse than a bad dentist. Did anybody make the Thanos meme yet? I use the Patriots to end the Patriots. I mean, it seems appropriate. Logan, Ryan. Logan, Ryan. Comment. We wouldn't beat Kansas City anyway. Reply. We beat them the first time if the refs had gone a fair game. The Titans just gave the Patriots a head start on next year. Big mistake.
Kansas' cities are great.
Henry looks like he has some sort of giant slug eating the back of his brain.
Giant slug's
creative.
That's
nasty. Break up the dreads, man. I got a puppy today, so I feel less sad. I suggest everybody do the same. Brady's so sad slash mad, he might rage eat a tomato tonight. Does this mean they have to change the name from the Tom Brady Invitational to the AFC Championship game or some other generic like the NFC does? Tom's going to leave to go somewhere with a top 31 receiving core. And now, the bronze medal.
Things
that New England Patriots fans said on Reddit. Hey, remember when McDaniel ran it three straight times at the one-yard line with the same play, right into coverage with Michelle twice, who is incapable of breaking tackles after burning two timeouts, and they had to settle for a field goal, and the Titans got the game-winning touchdown the very next drive? F***ing tremendous, right? And now, the silver medal of things that New England Patriots fans said on Reddit. Man, this season started off with a hand but ended with blue And now, the gold medal of things that New England Patriots fans said on Reddit. We're on to the off-season. Sad face.
Good work, Beards. Eventually, we're going to get in trouble for this bit. I don't know if it's going to be Beard screwing up or what.
I mean, it's definitely going to be Beard screwing up.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I literally, neither of us hear it before it airs.
Yeah.
Which, honestly,
whenever, I listen to it like three times.
Whenever Beard screws it up, it's the defense from me is going to have to be, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start listening to it ahead of time now.
Yeah.
My concern isn't that you don't bleep something, Beards. My concern is that something vile that you don't identify as vile slips through the cracks. Like, oh, I didn't even know what it meant to call somebody a fart baby. Like, I don't know. That's my concern.
My concern is that he has a hard time timing out sports centers. Maybe he doesn't time out the beep right. Like, there's a beep, it just beeps the wrong part.
I had the best part of that was your incredibly long disclaimer before you said the phrase, holy shut, with a U.
Really good.
Just wanted to make sure.
Really, it was very really good. It was very good.
And then I found an opportunity to be funny.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it a lot. Almost as much as I enjoyed Michael Porter Jr.'s 4 points tonight. But
All right. You can.
I almost cursed for real.
I was going to say that, you know what, Rudy, that you're a real piece of shut. There. We're clear, right? How nervous were you halfway through that word? I was at a 9 out of 10.
I was like 98% sure that we were going to be okay, but there was that little bit of me that was like, oh, man, what if he messes this up?
My thought was
what
actually...
What if he doesn't censor himself correctly?
My thought was actually to tell Rudy to bleep up instead of shut up. That would have been probably comedically the funniest and also...
A little safer?
An FCC violate. No. Oh. I would have said...
Oh, you meant the actual word.
Correct.
I thought you meant say the word bleep.
No.
Gotcha.
No, I was going to switch a vowel around. Gosh. It would have been hilarious, but it also would have been an FCC violation.
Is this like middle school where you're not allowed to say shut up and people view it as a curse word?
Yes.
Okay. What did you just say, Beards?
Don't tell the FCC, please.
I do think
just
that
somewhere
this...
in FCC headquarters, there's a big siren going off. Just, hey, woo, woo!
We didn't, for the record.
We really didn't.
Although I do think the FCC, like, the FCC sitting in the front seat of the van while Beards and Sad Fans on Reddit is sitting in the back of the van.
Yes.
And Beards is like, don't you touch him. do not touch your brother. And Beards is just leaning over with his pointer finger just half an inch away from Sad Fans' face. I'm not touching him. I'm not touching him. Don't, Beards, don't you touch him. He's like, I'm not touching. There are 74 bleeps in here, but I'm not touching him. That's the FCC driving the van that Beards and Sad Fans on Reddit are sitting in the back end.
Where are we going on this trip?
You're going to see Rudy. You're going to see Rudy at a frat house in Kentucky, and I'm in a hamster ball because I'm the family pet, apparently.
And in the closet is...
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Let's go ahead and test that. Okay, ready?
Sure.
I'm going to say the name, and you're going to hit the beep button as we get ready.
Cool.
Colin Kaepernick. What did you think that was going to... How did you think that was going to work, my dude?
With Joshua Briscoe.
Here, let's do it again. This time you can do it first, and we'll see how it goes. Ready?
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick. You still heard me say it. It's also with a beep. You dope. You fool.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Listen, Beards. We have standards in this place. I know that's
not
stunning.
Not many, but we have
I know that's stunning to you, Rudy, me, and everyone listening. But damn it if we don't have some standards.
Like to give you updates, Michael Porter Jr. so angry.
I could bleep right now. I'm so angry.
Excuse me?
I could rage poop. I'm so mad at you for ruining the show. I'm ruining the show with your Michael Porter Jr. updates. I am an angry guinea pig. Hamster, whatever. Beards, that liner was thematically pertinent. I will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But we twice now have promised Vrinch McMersh to people who may have missed it. So here's the backstory. Please find it, Beards. I need it to get through the next hour here tonight. The XFL had released its intro video. We were talking about the XFL for some reason. Is this the remix, Beard?
Yes, this is the full version.
Excellent. So there's this whole song the XFL released, and then at one point Beard said the name Vince McMahon. He said it very, very poorly. Here it is in its best possible context.
This is the...
Vince McMahon.
What's that man's name again?
This is the
Vince McMahon.
It's such a disaster.
Oh, I know.
It's such a train wreck, dude.
I know.
This is the
Vince McMahon.
I don't want to dissect it too much, but it's the fact that you got through Vrnch and you just started over again. Oh no, I said Vrnch again. Oh. If the Chiefs, we're going to talk about Chiefs Texans next hour and all week. If the Chiefs lose to the Texans, the day after the show after that, I just want you to play that every single segment because it will solve my very bad mood.
Yep.
Here, real quick, you want to hear the whole thing? The interaction
yes,
that we had?
Yes.
The XFL.
Again.
And then I would like to point out that, I'm forgetting his name now.
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon came out.
What?
I can't. What? I know.
Matt Derrick's next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.